Frequency, Chapter 1, Part 2.
Makes sense.
She grabbed her glass for another swig.
She's the youngest and probably still acts like a normal pony. Most approachable, right?
Flash winced, his chin dropping to the countertop.
And I really thought she was interested too. I thought I saw hints.
Vinyl blinked.
Wait, you mean you actually asked the Princess of Friendship out? Really?
He groaned and downed the rest of his bottle.
Dude.
Vinyl considered this news, suddenly seeing Flash in a new light.
Dude, that must have taken some guts.
She slapped him on the back and waved to Velvet.
Hey, barkeep, this guy's got some balls. He deserves another drink.
Velvet scoffed.
Are you kidding? He's already had 3 bottles.
That one more won't kill him.
She turned and gave Flash a push on the shoulder. He leaned a good bit, but managed to stay in his seat.
See? Perfectly fine.
You carrying him home?
Velvet leaned forward with a raised eyebrow.
'Cause I'm not giving him another sip otherwise.
Flash managed to straighten himself out, knocking his bottle down in the process. He grabbed at it and saw it was empty.
Give me another.
Come on, barkeep.
Vinyl slapped him on the back once more and grinned.
Give the stallion what he wants.
I'm serious, Vinyl.
Velvet said as she reached for another bottle.
You promise to cart him off or he's not getting another one from me.
Yeah, sure, whatever. Just give him the bottle already.
Fine.
The bottle slid across the counter to Vinyl's waiting hooves.
But you're gonna regret this in a couple of hours.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Vinyl turned and pushed the drink into Flash's eager hooves.
Oh, damn it, you're a lot heavier than you look. Oh, I thought Pegasi were supposed to be light.
Vinyl at last managed to set Flash down against the wall of the barracks. He sagged in place, half conscious and mumbling. She took a moment to stretch, her muscles sore from having dragged him halfway across Canterlot. She eyed the moon and realized it wouldn't be out much longer. Velvet's smirking face filled her vision.
I told you so.
Yeah, yeah.
Vinyl glowered at Flash, who outright reeked of alcohol. Not that Vinyl didn't get like that every now and then, but at least she was a fun drunk. Flash just started sobbing into his liquor and whined all night. Poor guy was rather pathetic and so terribly heartbroken. She had actually started feeling sorry for the guy, up until the point when she realized she was gonna have to drag him back to the castle. Pulling him up by the shoulders, she slapped his face a couple of times.
Hey, come on, snap out of it.
He moaned and tried to push her away with feeble legs.
Alrighty, give me another.
Dude, you gotta at least tell me what room's yours.
Leave me alone.
She sighed and hoisted him up, letting him lean on her as she moved for the door. His legs shuffled, so it was really more like she was dragging him than anything else.
I'm a handsome guy, right?
Sure you are.
She muttered with a smirk.
A regular Prince Charming.
So why'd she say no?
Vinyl rolled her eyes. She'd gone through this line of questioning at least a half dozen times already.
Maybe she's shy.
He moaned and let his head sink onto her shoulder. They were almost to the door. Vinyl tried to pick up her pace, but he seemed to grow heavier with every step. She really hoped there would be some pony at the barracks entrance to take him off her hooves.
I don't like being alone.
Her ears perked. That was a new one.
I'm tired of it.
He was whispering, but his lips were practically in her ears.
You know, for duty and all that crap. Every pony sees ya, but no pony sees ya. You know?
Vinyl slowed down. For some reason, she really wanted to hear this.
She kept looking. I thought she saw me. Wanna hear? Voices want to be loved.
He stumbled as she almost dropped him.
Be weird, she said. What's wrong with me? I want to be loved too.
They were finally at the door, but Vinyl didn't knock. She held him up with some difficulty and let him go on.
I work hard, pay my dues, stay still, and shut up.
He looked at Vinyl right in the eyes, a true feat considering how he was wobbling.
You get it, don't you? You know how I feel? Tired of being alone. Is that so wrong?
His legs gave out, and Vinyl had to fight to make sure he didn't hit the ground hard. She lowered him down as gently as she could, his snores filling the air. She stared at him, his words playing over and over again in her mind. Eventually, she knocked on the barracks door. It took a few tries, but some pony finally answered. The guard on duty was all curses and complaints, but he thanked Vinyl and dragged the unconscious Flash inside. The door closed in her face. She stood there for a while, just gazing at it. The door opened on squeaky hinges, revealing an apartment in disarray. Posters on the walls, pizza boxes on the coffee table, and foam cups all over. Vinyl just stood outside the door, her ears perking to nothing. Not a sound graced her arrival. Her hoofsteps resounded on the hardwood floor. She kicked the door closed and dropped her bag in the corner. She paused in the middle of her small living room and looked around. She had half a mind to clean up. But no, not this morning. She yawned and stepped past the window, ignoring the first rays of dawn, into the kitchen, to the refrigerator, to grab some leftover ramen. Add a little water from the sink, overflowing with dirty dishes, and then let the ramen turn into the food-encrusted interior of the microwave for a minute. Then sit at the table and grab some chopsticks that hadn't been taken out of their bag yet. She'd have to do the dishes soon. But no, not this morning. Vinyl slumped over her meal, her ears raised and waiting for some kind of sound. There was none. She looked up at the flickering light, then at the door. Her gaze went to the spot opposite her, resting on the empty cushion. This morning it seemed particularly empty. Maybe if she really put her mind to it, she could find some pony to fill that space. But no, not this morning. Though, Flash Sentry's words were still echoing in her mind.
You get it, don't you? You know how I feel? Tired of being alone.
No, not this morning. Her brief meal complete, she tossed the empty box towards the waste bin in the corner and missed. She considered cleaning up the mess, noting the four similar boxes lying on the floor. But no, not this morning. Vinyl trudged to her bedroom, stifling another yawn. Flopping onto her barrel on the bed, legs splayed out, she closed her eyes and tried not to think. It didn't help. Flash's drunken ramblings just wouldn't go away.
I'm tired of it. Every pony sees ya, but no pony sees ya. You know?
She shifted, her eyes falling to the side of her bed. The empty side of her bed. It wasn't a sight she enjoyed. But why did it seem so important all of a sudden? She rolled onto her back and closed her eyes. Any attempt to relax was thwarted by her ears constantly seeking a sound that didn't exist. Silence. More silence. More agonizing silence. She groaned and rubbed her face.
Damn it, Velvet, I hate when you're right!
Her eyes traced the ceiling, followed the edge, dropping along the corner. There was her two-way radio, the one she'd had for all of her life. Well, if silence wasn't going to let her sleep, perhaps noise could. The knobs on the radio began to glow and shift. She reached a hoof over to press the power switch, and the crackle of static met her ears. How long had it been since she'd heard that sound in her father's attic? It might not even work anymore. She kept it only as a nostalgic decoration now. Yet sure enough, a few turns of the knobs brought something to her ears. She glowered as a folksy tune rang out. Where in Canterlot was that station broadcasting from? She turned the knob some more and began to hear chatter from some kind of morning talk show. She bemoaned the existence of morning ponies and quickly moved on, only to find the scratchy horror of classical invading her personal space.
Absolutely not.
She jerked the knob in a random direction.
What am I doing? I know you're not out there. You'd think I'd learn, huh? 2 years I've been on this stupid ship. Nobody's going to talk to me.
The knob turned, but Vinyl's eyes narrowed as she turned her head to the radio. After a moment's consideration, she let the knob turn back.
Over there, you're just sitting at your station listening to some voice on the radio. I bet I sound like gibberish to you. Don't go getting your hopes up. I'm not from a super intelligent world coming to perform experiments on your cows or whatever you have.
The voice was slow and quiet. It wasn't some announcer, but sounded instead like some pony talking to herself.
I'm just a lone woman, wishing someone would hear my voice. Wishing someone would talk back.
Sniffling could be heard through the weak connection. Vinyl frowned and turned on her side to listen a little more intently.
You know what's funny? I'm not even supposed to be on this thing. I'm not some astronaut. I wish. Took me weeks to figure out how the hydroponics lab worked. Weeks of eating protein bars in dehydrated bags of God knows what. But I pulled it off. I'm here.
What is this?
Vinyl reached out to take her radio in both hooves and brought it onto the bed with her.
For what good it did. Look at me, I'm talking into a radio like there might actually be someone listening. But you know what? You're all I've got, friend. You never talk to me, but you're all I've got. It helps. You know? Beats talking to myself. A little.
Vinyl sat up, her eyes set on the glowing dial.
It's right there. It wouldn't take much to end it. Sometimes I grab the door, just turn the handle half a dozen times, and let it in. Out. Whatever.
Her chest tightened. She looked to the end table, knowing what she wanted wasn't there. She'd not had a mic for this thing since she'd left home. Never thought she needed one. Her ears perked as the monotone voice returned.
I always stop myself. I wish I knew why. Is it because I'm scared? Do I really think living a few more hours is going to make a difference? Nobody's ever going to find me, or hear me, or speak to me. Yet, I don't want to die.
It was a gimmick. It had to be. Vinyl didn't know what.
This can't be real.
I want to go home. I want to see the sun, feel the grass. Why the hell do I let myself hope? That's bullshit! All of it! No home to go back to, no new home to find, and here I am, sitting in this fucking tin can waiting for some voice that doesn't even exist to talk to me!
She winced at the foul language. It certainly didn't sound like a regular radio program.
I really have gone mad. Don't judge me. You would too if you spent 2 years drifting. Are you laughing? You should be. It's all one big joke. A big, terrible joke.
The radio went silent, save for the continuous hiss of static. Vinyl gazed at it for several long seconds, wondering what to make of this. Was it real? Or some elaborate hoax? Should she tell some pony about this? The pony on the radio sounded—
Damn it, I still can't do it. I need to sleep. Maybe when I wake up, I'll have the guts.
Static. Vinyl waited for a long time, hoping to hear the voice again. But no. Not this morning. That went a lot deeper than I thought it would. I'm very interested in this, and I hope you all are too. I definitely can't wait to see what happens in the next one. Anyways, let's get on to our passionate donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Subaru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkseid, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Duhex, Sword Brother, Mordred, Omicron, Lyrae, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Ridesall, Battis, Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi 88, Chancer Crest, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat, GJF, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.